Hi, George. I listen to your show. I love it.
Thank you.
MEP, actually one of four pilots that fly, as you call the chemtrail.
You are?
Yes. Actually, I'm not. I'm probably one of about 12 crews that we fly out of Edwards. And basically, the material we carry is... we don't know exactly what it is, but I can tell you this, what it looks like. It's clear. It's thicker than water, and it when you touch it, it feels like gelatin.
And where do they load that into the plane? I mean, do you have special tanks?
Well, yeah. There's actually, the way we see it, they get loaded. It's three trucks that... two trucks will dump the whatever fluid it is. We really never see it, but I've seen it in a canister.
Are the guys working around it in special suits or anything like that?
No, they're not.
Okay.
No, they're not. Actually, when we get there, usually most of the time, the aircraft is all pre-ready and
loaded up and ready to go.
The aircraft carries two tanks of the material, and one I believe is for reserve. But what we do usually, they mix the material in another trailer, and then basically from that tank, it's moved onto the aircraft.
What do you think you're spraying?
This is what we know. After we fly, 15 or 10 minutes after we fly the area, there will be the airspace will be basically restricted after that. The material is to cover anything above 10,000 feet and higher to about 30,000 feet. What it does, it blocks radar frequencies from penetrating that airspace and higher above 10,000 feet, or whatever we're spraying.
Hmm.
So basically, it creates some kind of film, and after it warms up, it disintegrates and it just, you know, falls down. But as far as we know, it's not harmless.
I mean, let me ask you this: if you knew that it could harm people, would you protest?
Probably. Yeah, probably. But I mean, as you understand, I mean, we're in the military, and I mean, we follow orders.
Now, why would they want to spray material that would render radar useless in this country?
Well, this is what it is. The areas, that's another thing. The areas, it's been done. There's also an area near Georgia that another project's going on like this, very similar to ours, and I think it ended right now, and it went on for about 2 years. I've been doing this project for probably about 18 months now. We fly out of Edwards. We fly right over Vegas, and we start spraying it in that area. There's two aircrafts, and we are the second aircraft that usually takes out of Edwards. We usually spray it like around 6 o'clock in the morning, and on it till about 12 o'clock.
And does it make these patterns that people see?
It's really not an X, what people usually claim. Sometimes we do an X, but it's really not an X.
Okay, but again, though, what's the whole purpose of this?
The whole purpose is that we know that there are about two aircraft that are being tested somewhere in the desert. And
oh, and so they don't want us.
Exactly. So what it is that we spray it to pretty much to about the coast. After the coast, over Catalina, we pretty much stop spraying the material.
Whatever. Yeah, all right. That's pretty fascinating.
And that's all what we know. I mean, so far, we tried to talk about it to among each other, and they've pretty much were, you know, restricted from saying a lot more. But to be honest with you, I'm more fascinated now with it because I've been hearing a lot more other things.
Now, it doesn't make the aircraft invisible, does it, to the human eye?
Well, you know what? I have no idea, to be honest with you. But I could tell you this. The aircraft, I think it's flying out of Nellis Air Force Base or somewhere in that vicinity.
So there's got to be a little bit more to this because if people can see it, so what if it doesn't show up on radar if you can already see it? See what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's strange. All right, thanks for your call. Appreciate it, sir.